What to go up the second floor, they'd have to go up...
go up steps. Mm-hmm. Sound like these door steps right here.
Just like these door steps.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them just straight steps, just slant back here and straight. And some of them goes up here four or five steps, and then they've got a little platform there, and they turn them around.
To go up into the second story.
But they're just steps anyhow, just but, about like
yeah.
the...
Just about the, like
the... Yeah, door steps here coming up in here.
Well, what about, did people ever, on these two-story houses, did they have porches on the second story too?
Some did. Some had them. Yeah.
Well, did they still call it a porch if it was...
No, some folks called them a porch. Now, out in Texas, they call them galleries.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. It's called galleries out there. Here, we call them porches.
Yeah. All the same.
Yeah.
And if it, even on the back of a house, you'd still call
it a... Yeah, that's right. And some of them had holes in between their rooms.
Between their rooms?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a hole. Some of them had holes. And some of them was open, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some was closed with just a door to go in like that.
Those that would have just a door. Now, in the wintertime, they'd have to.
They close that. They shut it up just like that. But now, then that molten hall, some of them stayed open all the time. It's the coldest place you ever got into.
You mean
it.
They did have some that?
They stayed open all the time. It's the coolest.
No way to shut it off.
No, it's the coolest place in the summer.
Yeah, I bet it would be.
It is, but it's cold in the winter. They were. Some of them stayed open all the time.
Well, now like this house, this first house you were telling me about, or the second one, either one, what would they call the part that covered the top of the house? That would be the
roof.
And what would it be made of usually?
Boards. Back in the day, most of the people in the hill country used white oak and red oak. Now they could go in the bottom here. The best boards or shingles that they had were cypress. That's cypress.
And they get that out of the bottom.
Yeah, that's in the bottom. That's built back here on the rivers and sloughs and in this bottom back lowland country. And that's the best roofing that we've had. And all right, but in the hill country, they mostly used the timber, the white oaks and red oaks.
Mm-hmm. And that'd be they make the roofs.
Make the roof out of here.
Well, now, did they have little things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off?
There was a few of them did. They call them gutters.
They call them gutters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not many of them did. There weren't many back that I remember that used them.
Well, if people had a house and an L, what would be the part where the two came together? You call that the...
Well, in the roof, you call it the alley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, alley. Mm-hmm. It's cold enough. Now, if you had a cistern, now there's lots of people in the hill country that used a cistern.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, if they had a cistern where they used that gutters to catch the water from the roof to run into that cistern.
And then that would keep water in there.
Yeah, that cistern will hold water well. If it's big enough to a whole year, you see, they wouldn't catch summer water in it, catch it through the winter. And it's a heap better water if you catch it in the summer.
It gets warm,
and
it'll
be warm. But if you catch it in the wintertime, and hit snow, and some would throw snow in that cistern, well, you can have good cold water all the way through. Now, in my, we used a well. They had a well where we lived up there. They didn't have a cistern at that. These wells is